Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Bradford.
Rob Bradford, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rob. You're Bradford. Live on the air. It's the Arcan and Garvin show.
There's a lot going on there, isn't there, man?
Yes.
Yes.
Someone finally decided enough of Jones and Mego. Let's make it the Arcan and Garvin show. Which, listen, I've been asking for this. I've been stumping for this for months.
Well, actually, I said as a treat to me, I just like to talk eye to eye, face to face with Christian Arcan. That's all I want to do. Look into my eyes, Christian. Let me tell you about the great game of baseball.
All right. Well, before we start talking about the Red Sox here, what do you think of Ohtani's press conference yesterday? Because that to me was it was right at the end of our show, so I got to hear it sort of after we were done. This is the biggest star in the game right now. That was his big moment to come and clear his name. Rob, how do you think he did?
Well, first off, Christian, let me tell you how great McFarlane energy is.
Oh yes, of course.
Outstanding. We love McFarlane. Yes. So but I will say this about the Ohtani press conference, since you asked. I know that I will be raked over the coals for it, but I believed a lot of what he said. And one of the things that
is it because you want to believe it because you don't want baseball to be a big lie?
This is what I do believe. I believe that in this day and age, that you better, if you are lying, if you are trying to hide things, if you are baseball and you want to sweep things under the rug, mm-hmm. you better be really, really good at it. Because in this day and age, it's like never before, you're going to be found out about. You're going to be the internet, the whatever, the technology, whatever it's going to be, but you're going to be found out. This isn't like, you know, the Watergate all over again, where right. you have two gumshoe reporters. You know, it's like, no, you're going to be found out about it. I think one of the things that was interesting that I heard from some legal people said, you know, listen, you can, obviously you're going to deny. But one of the things, when you flat out said that guy stole from me, and actually point the finger back and make accusations, you better be ready to back it up, because now you're opening yourself up to legal action from the other side. So I thought that, and I think most people thought that press conference, it was a little bit more aggressive than anyone anticipated. Everyone thought he was just going to go on the defensive, that it was going to be like, hey, you know what, I let justice run its course. It was a little bit more aggressive than that, I thought, and that's where I sort of like, okay. But at the end of the day, Christian, I know nobody wants to hear this. Like, I think the story's yet to be told, and we just got to wait. This, nobody wants to hear this. But this is how it is. Like, there is going to be a lot that we're going to find out. Yesterday, we found out stuff. Like, who knew? Well, I mean, according to Shohei, anyway.
Right.
Hey, let's go to the hotel room and let me bare my soul after I tell the entire team. And the bizarre thing about that press conference, too, was when he goes, when he's talking about, hey, yeah, I could notice that Ipe was saying something, but I didn't have a translator, so I didn't really know what he was saying, but I knew it wasn't good, and then I would have to wait till we got back to the hotel to find out what he said to my entire team. That was crazy.
That was crazy. So do you think that baseball buys it? Do you think anything happens to Shohei?
No, I don't think anything happens to Shohei. I mean, I don't. I think that I'll say it again, that I do think that the idea that baseball wants to sweep this under the rug, sure, I mean, they don't want anything to happen to Shohei Ohtani, no question about it. But if they try to do that, if there is some damning evidence against Shohei that they are trying to have people look the other way, you better be really, really good at it. Because as I said, you know, I think in this day and age, that's almost impossible to do.
Yeah, certainly would seem that way. Unless the fall guy already got his settlement and is going to just take all the blame for it, in which case, you know, how can you disprove that if he's agreeing to go down with the ship there, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's what's his penalty going to be? I guess. I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, if you're going to, we could say that Ipe got paid off and that he's going to be a rich man after he goes through all the penalty. I don't know. I mean, it's opened the door for a lot of things, and that's why. When you ask me the question, all I can tell you is that my guttural reaction is what I said. Is that, the fact that he was so aggressive, a lot of this adds up. That's my guttural reaction, is that, okay, I can buy what he's selling right now. But the thing that trumps everything is this: we have to wait this out a little bit. We just do, because there's a million different avenues you can take, including the one you just pointed out about Ipe getting paid off. I mean, sure, okay. I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, that's the best I got for you.
All right, well, let's talk about the Red Sox then. Alex Cora just announced what the pitching rotation is going to be the other day. I think it was on Sunday. We all sort of knew who was going to be in the rotation, I think. Maybe the order was a little bit different. Any surprises there? Anything that you sort of look at, especially on the back end, Rob, with Tanner Houck and Garrett Whitlock? Was that going to be the plan regardless, even if Giolito was here? Is that something that they're really married to, or is there going to be maybe some movement back and forth from the bullpen again this year?
I'm not clear. Is Jordan Montgomery slated for the first game in Oakland? I'm not positive.
Don't tease us like that.
Yeah, well, can I just say, like, one wonky thing I just tweeted out by Jordan Montgomery that people should understand about the timing of it? And I know that this is only for the sort of the hardcore sort of baseball, like, rules followers. But one thing that you should keep in mind for those holding their breath that Jordan Montgomery is going to sign today or tomorrow, don't. Let exhale. Because one of the things, and Boris obviously is wise to this, it would be stupid for Jordan Montgomery to sign before or during opening day, because if he signs after opening day, then he's not eligible for a qualifying offer if he ends up with a one-year deal. In other words, let's say he signed a three-year deal with an opt-out after the first year. If he opts out after the first year and he signs right now, then the Red Sox can attach a qualifying offer to him, and that obviously ruins his market, and they don't want that. So just to give you sort of a little side note about the Jordan Montgomery timeline, I know everyone was thrilled about that. So, but I will answer your question. I think that they've got a lot of best-case scenarios with this pitching staff, with this starting staff. Lucas Giolito was obviously going to push one of these guys to the bullpen. Probably it was going to be, I would imagine, with Garrett Whitlock. And as it turns out, as we sit here, the guy, if you had said to me, or you asked me, who is going to be the breakout guy in this starting rotation, I'm going to say it's going to be Garrett Whitlock. So, yeah, so there you go. I mean, but, you know, there's still a lot of maybes in the starting staff.
Yeah. Hello?
Oh, hey.
Hello?
Hey, Adam Jones. My silent goodness. Partner is
Rob.
Back.
Rob, can you grade? No one knows what Arcan has talked about. Or when I say no one, me and Mego don't know what Arcan has talked about. Can you grade Arcan's questions over the last 10 minutes?
A plus, like much like Alex Cora said about the 2018 spring training, A++.
Couldn't have been too much better, I don't think.
Okay. Yes, Garrett Whitlock. Yes. I heard you guys talking about Garrett Whitlock.
We're talking about the rotation.
Garrett Whitlock.
You missed my great wonky Jordan Montgomery. Why he's not going to sign today? speech. So, but you know, you could go to my Twitter account if you want to repeat that.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Mego, does your mic work?
I think so. Yes.
Hey. Oh,
hey. we're all back together again.
This is
so nice. Who knew this was a luxury? Bradfo,
I
got to
be honest. That was the best 7 minutes of my life.
But the weird thing is that I'm literally like last person here in Fort Myers. It's like I am legend all over again.
Arcan's just the voice in your head. That's all it is.
Yeah. I can MacGyver my
I'm
way.
The dog.
I can MacGyver my way to figure out how to make to get myself over the air in a vacant stadium right now, and you guys are the ones off the air.
You make Farland your way? Because Rob Bradford is presented by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil, including BioHeat, Shut Up Jones, as well as expert HVAC services and McFarlandEnergy.com.
I heard McFarland shout-outs. That I heard.
I was saying, what bills didn't get paid?
So did he ask you a win total? Do we have a win total? What are the Red Sox going to do this year? What are they going to do?
I was going to wrap up with that.
Wow.
Sure you were.
Wow, that was a professional tease by you, Christian. Let's go. I'll go with 80. 80 wins. 80 wins.
Well, yeah, that doesn't sound very confident.
No, it doesn't.
No. Well, what do you want me to do? I mean, what's the over-under? The over-under last year was 79, 79 and a half,
uh-huh.
And they went under. And
they got better?
We can't say they got better. No, you can't.
Well, you're saying they got better. You're giving them 80 wins.
Well, yeah, but we can't say they got better, like exponentially better. So I do. It's the same thing I've been railing on over and over and over again. Which is sure you can paint the picture. You can paint the path of how they can succeed. Yeah, but there are so many things that have to go right. And the problem is that after those things not going right, the margin for error and the thinness of the depth here is unbelievable. Like it's all these starters can be good. Yes, we've gone through that in 2015. But all these starters can be good. But what happens if two of them aren't good? After that, it's a huge drop off. So that's the problem. That's why I'm going with 80.
Bradfo, I know nobody really likes hypotheticals, but if you were found yourself in a situation where your two co-hosts mics were cut out and silent, would you as the third co-host sit in silence and then just ask the entire listening audience, hello?
Hello?
I mean, I think that there's some sort of scientific experiment. If you say hello enough, people are drawn to you saying hello. So I think he's an evil genius. Absolutely. Which, by the way, you asked me a hypothetical question. I don't know if you guys heard this. You don't even know what I'm saying. But this is one of the things that the guys from the WEI Red Sox podcast Playtest, he came down here.
Oh.
And they were asking players about what teammate you would want on a deserted island. And the first guy they grabbed was Tristan Casas.
Yep.
And they asked this question, and without blinking, without hesitation, he goes, Jarren Duran, because he can climb trees, and I could eat him because his tendons and ligaments were tasty.
I think he's fast, and he can climb.
Nice.
And he could help me get food, and maybe I could eventually eat him at a certain point. Because he's muscular, and I'm sure his tendons and his ligaments taste good.
There you
Ew.
Go. That's a survival situation. That's how you got to think. I like that answer.
I mean, let's go. Who says this team doesn't have personality?
Yeah,
Come on. They're eating each other. It's great.
It is great.
I mean, it's something. So I'll take the, you swayed me. I'll take the over on wins. I'll take the over on wins.
Crazy cannibals.
They're ready for a survival situation is what they're ready for.
Ready for anything. I love it. Yeah. So are you guys, you said the over. I put it at 80. So the over of 80.
Yeah,
you're taking the over.
I was just trying to give a glass half full thing and get.
Nice. See, you're getting ready for the Alex Cora interview
already.
Yeah, love it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm just trying to butter up Cora for tomorrow. Hopefully, the mics don't get shut off. Bradfo, we appreciate it. Sorry about technical difficulties on our end, and we'll talk to you next week.
No, guys, I appreciate you and have fun tomorrow. Be good.
Okay, Rob Bradford is all our guest. Joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.